A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan, here with you this morning on Horizons. On the program, we have Josh Egan telling us about his missionary work in Chile. We consider Trocra and two young women very involved in Ballymacgillicuddy Church have done really well in the Young Scientist of the Year competition. First up, Saoirse and Ciara Murphy from Ballymacgillicuddy Parish. Saoirse and Ciara Murphy, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm. I chatted to you before because you're very involved in the parish of Ballymacgillicuddy.
Yes.
What do you do in the church?
Yeah, we read at Mass as well as we're members of the music ministry. I sing in the choir as well as our younger sister, Leisha.
Mm-hmm. And I play the flute every Sunday at Mass.
Every Sunday? Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be part of it. We love what we do. Every Sunday we love singing, we love playing. Obviously, that's a massive part of the church life, and we feel it greatly adds to it as well. It's very rewarding. It brings pleasure to the members of the congregation as well as our priest, Father Groat Walsh.
What year are you in now?
I'm in second year.
And I'm in transition year.
So you're both secondary school now.
Yes, we are, yeah.
The last time I was talking to you, Saoirse, were you still in primary?
I was, yeah. I was in sixth class.
Have you changed much in the 2 years?
I don't think so. Like Ciara said, we have definitely expanded our skill set and it's very enjoyable.
Well, that sounds very sophisticated. How did you expand your skill set?
But just by playing in the church every Sunday, it's definitely expanded my repertoire and allowed us to really enjoy what we're doing and allowing us to give back to the community, because that's very important and it's a very important part of our culture as well.
What school are you going to?
Presentation Tralee.
Are you doing a lot of music, Saoirse?
I am, yeah. It was very recently actually that we played for the Minister for Education, Norma Foley.
As well as that, we also have been part of the last two musicals in our school. Greatly enjoyable.
Acting, singing or doing everything?
I played an instrument and we did a bit of dancing.
But yeah, the singing and the flute mainly, yeah.
It's such good fun, is it?
Yeah,
I really loved being involved in shows and musicals.
Yeah,
it was, when I was in school.
Unbelievable fun. We made great memories with our friends and it's such great experience to be performing on the Sheem Satira stage. A really memorable experience that I'm sure we'll never forget.
A lot of work. Do either of the two of you ever look at all of this music and doing different grades and that and say, this is hard work. I feel like giving it up.
It's hard work, but at the end of the day, it is very rewarding. We love what we do, so we don't see it as very tiring or hard.
Yeah, it's great to have a hobby.
Yes, it's kind of nice. A little break from the academic side of things.
So do you both look on it as hobby?
Yeah.
Not as hard work.
No.
What about when you've the grades to do and you've exam pieces?
Mm-hmm. Well, that can be a bit complicated, but it's definitely worth it in the end, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
You're both fully committed to this, I can see.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my grade 8 singing exam the coming summer now. Again, there are pieces that I enjoy singing. And at the end, when you get the result and you see how far you've come and how much you've matured and grown, it really does give you a great feeling of accomplishment.
Three girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in our house, even if you could sing, people would tell you you couldn't sing and would throw things at you and everything like that. Anything like that in your house, or are you all supportive? Really polite, saying, oh, that's beautiful.
Our parents are very supportive of everything
we fairness,
do.
Yeah.
Your parents are very supportive, but are you supportive of each other?
Yeah. We try. Well, like,
you're too good. Are you ever bad in anything?
Well, Leisha started, our youngest sister, she started her own singing lessons now, and she plays the harp with Saoirse when she plays the flute, and yeah, we try to help each other as much as we can, but it's nice as well to be able to do things together and accompany each other. It's quite a nice family activity, I suppose.
It is a lovely family activity, and we've always loved music in our household, and it's always been really good fun as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it is, in fairness.
The church side of things and being involved in that community, what does that mean to you?
It means an awful lot. It means that we get to, as Saoirse said, give back to the community. It's a great feeling to know that we are doing our part and playing an active role at Mass. And I know that it brings a lot of people joy to hear us. And that's lovely to know. Like, we can go to sleep at night knowing mm-hmm. that we've made people happy. And I suppose that's all you really want at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with everything said there,
yeah.
Now, today you're in because you did really well in the Young Scientist competition.
Yes.
What was your project?
For this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition, we came overall group runner-up, so it was one of the four main awards, and our project was entitled ACT, which stands for Aid, Care, Treat, an immediate accessible technological aid to assist in emergencies, supported by a comprehensive repository of medical information.
Saoirse, in simple language, what was it?
We simply developed a medical emergency response app. So this allows the user to access a comprehensive repository of medical information swiftly and easily, so that in the event of a medical emergency, you can access step-by-step instructional guides, patient assessment, first aid kit checklist. We just aimed to optimise emergency response times and to improve the outcomes of medical emergencies.
So give me an example. I get a pain in my chest at home and it feels serious.
Mm-hmm.
How does this help me?
So actually, like that, a lot of the judges that we met during our time presenting up in the RDS, they use their own personal experiences. And essentially what it does is very simply an app on your phone, so you can take it out. You get direct access to a whole repository of medical information, which means that it would give you instructions for how to respond to the patient. So, for example, as you said, if you had a pain in your chest, I would be able to take out my phone and I could use the assessment features to figure out what's actually wrong with you. And from there, we can get the specific details.
The interventions you need,
yeah, exactly.
Or extra help you need to play.
Yeah, exactly. And it just bridges the gap between the time when you're awaiting the professional medical assistance from the emergency services. That's the other key feature of it, is its integration with the National Ambulance Service.
Fantastic. Thank you, Keir. And so, Saoirse, let's say I cut my thumb very badly mm-hmm. when I'm preparing the dinner.
Yeah.
How will this app help me?
You can assess the injury.
It's pumping blood.
See
now.
How severe okay. it is. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Again, you can access the step-by-step instructional guides. So it'll tell you exactly what you have to do specific to that injury. So that'll hopefully help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and burns, things like that. You're always trying to remember, well, what do you do when you get a bad burn? You know, you're forgetting, is it yeah. water straight away?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the times, like, you're panicked and stressed, and it's not always something that you will know immediately how to deal with. So the best thing about our app is that it caters for a whole variety of medical emergencies that one could encounter. So for the burns, well, there are many different degrees for the burns, the first degree, second degree, third degree. The good thing about our app is that it caters for anyone of any age or technological proficiency. So it will give you very, very plainly the instructional guides, both written and visual. For the burn, it shows you how to apply cloth and put on the bandage and all the very detailed instructions that you could forget in the event of the emergency.
Excellent. Did you work with your teachers on this, or where did you get the idea and where did you do most of the work?
Most of it was us. We were supported very much so by the principal of our school, Miss Mairead Finucane, as well as our teacher, Miss Helena Madigan. They facilitated us while we were doing the project in school, which we really appreciate. And they organised a lovely homecoming for us when the day after we won, when we came home on the Monday, we had a wonderful greeting from all the staff and students in our school, which was fantastic. But
yeah. Did a lot of the work happen at home, really?
It did, yeah. Long days and long nights, but yeah,
and
it was all
was
worth it.
Just the two of you involved in it?
Well, it was our project, yeah. We've been doing it since September when we came up with the idea, and then we just kind of worked from there. We were delighted to find out that we had qualified in late October. From there, we just built on what we had said in our proposal page. We conducted interviews with relative personnel, such as Sir Pat O'Callaghan. We were particularly thankful for him because he put us in contact with members of the National Ambulance ambulance service, which were really excellent in helping us further our knowledge and expanding our horizons for the project.
Is it something you'd do again? Would you enter another year?
Definitely. Absolutely, yeah. It was the most unbelievable experience. We spent 3 days up in Dublin in the RDS presenting. In total, we presented for over 23 judges, 19 on one day. But definitely the work paid off in the end.
And are either of you interested in science as a career? Is it your favourite subject?
Yes, I'd say so.
Definitely. Not music.
Music isn't offered in our school.
So all your music is outside school.
Yeah.
But inside school, your favourite?
Science, yes.
And what about you, Keir?
Yeah, probably the sciences or the languages.
Well done. So, I mean, you've got a gorgeous trophy. Do you get any money or anything for doing well at this?
We did, and when our names were called out, we weren't expecting it.
So have you
truthfully
spent the money already?
Yeah, I think our mum has claimed it.
Is it finished now?
Well, it's not finished just yet. Recently, we were selected to take part in what's called the BT Business Bootcamp. So we are two of the 30 selected to spend a week in UCD. There we will learn how to take our scientific ideas and turn them into business enterprises. And
maybe more money.
hopefully. Yeah. And then as well as that, at the end of February, we were also selected ourselves and the winner of the competition. That we were the two projects selected to present in front of the Oireachtas in Leinster House, followed by lunch as well as a tour.
Just two of the projects were selected.
Yeah, so us and the winner. Yeah,
really lovely.
Very honoured, and we can't wait.
Can I just say congratulations to both of you? And you sing as well, so I might get you to sing or to play for us. And well
fabulous.
Done, two highly accomplished young women.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we luce che tu hai nel cuore resterà a ricorderci che l'eterna se la sé.
Martin, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. There's an arts event coming up next Saturday, the 2nd, in Tralee. The focus on that day is mental health and young people.
So my name is Hannah Pinkard. I'm the Assistant Arts Officer. I work in the Arts Office in Kerry County Council. 2nd of March is actually World Mental Health Day. So in order to mark that day, we are doing an event called Illuminate, which is going to focus on youth mental health. This is all coming through a project called POP, which is Planning for Outdoor Performances.
This is the Kerry side of it coming
this
up
This is
now.
The Kerry side of
in
it.
In Tralee, so it's lovely.
And we felt in Kerry that youth mental health would be a very good thing to focus on, to look at how our public spaces can benefit young people in a positive way, how we can program activities that they can engage with and also that they themselves can participate in, that they can be performers such as Martin here.
Love the focus, love the youth mental health. What's your involvement in it, Martin?
I've been asked to perform a skit from my monologue one-man show thing that I have called Prisoner, which is kind of like a 35-minute monologue piece but deals with someone dealing really, really, really bad with mental health and suicide and all those kind of issues.
So you wrote this yourself, Martin, did you?
Yeah, I wrote it myself and I'm hoping to tour with it later this year as well.
This is all happening at the Island of Geese in Tralee next Saturday.
So on the day there will be circus performers, there'll be printmaking, there'll be music, there'll be theatre, and they'll be just coming together as a community, which I always think is a very positive.
It's all free?
All free.
And what time does it start at on Saturday?
It'll start at 1 p.m.
Well, Hannah and Martin, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Horizons and the
Thank
Best
you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary.
Parish consultation meetings, gatherings are happening all over the diocese. They're happening in several parishes next week. Ballymac, Ballylongford, Killord, Linardfert, Killarney. The list goes on and on. For the details of your parish consultation, go to our website, dioceseofkerry.ie, and in the events, any parish that has given us the details of this meeting will be up in events under its date, given the time and the place. Do participate in this and have your say locally. It is an important time of consultation. So visit dioceseofkerry.ie. After the break, I chat to a young man who was in Chile, was in Taizé, and is very involved in the church.